Yeah, just keep looking over here.
All right. Well, welcome everyone to this episode of the Sport Kite Podcast. I'm your host, Nick O'Neill, and I want to thank you for tuning in and listening. This is the first day of competition. We had the dual line individual competition, and I happen to have two of the competitors here today, or here tonight with me after they cooked a beautiful meal. One of them rolling their eyes as they... as I say this, but with me I have right now Paul DeBacher and Lam Hawk. So, Lam, would you care to introduce yourself since you haven't been on the podcast before?
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. I love to be here because it's a surprise for me, and it's always a pleasure to be with Paul and, of course, you. And today is a competition, and... it was tough for everybody because mm-hmm. the wind is so strong. So we try our best. And to be honest, I almost quit because the wind is impossible for you to fly.
Yeah.
And I just run to the beach and test it out. I said, this is crazy. I can't do it. And somehow at the last minute, let's check the kite bag, see what I have. And yeah, of course I have one with the, you know, a little bit more venting. Mm-hmm. Modify the kite, and I just go for it. And luckily, I can go through the hard time, you know, try to make a decision. Mm-hmm. And I make the right decision, and I think Paul didn't like that one.
I'm just kidding. Why didn't you just quit?
Because I couldn't hold it. We just have to throw it out.
Just next time, just quit.
Yeah.
Just
okay,
don't fly.
Next time. Didn't show up at all.
Yeah.
Or stay in the hotel.
Works much better for me.
Just do cooking.
So.
Yeah.
So. What that means is.
Let me say something.
Hold on. So, for those that don't know, Lam is representing Team Canada. Mm. Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
I can represent anybody, you know, it doesn't matter, Canada or U.S. or whatever, right? It's a kite flyer.
Yeah.
You know, we're all human, you know. Mm-hmm. We just live and be happy. We don't want to divide things out, you know. If I'm in the U.S., you know, 99% mm-hmm. for the last 30 years, so it won't matter for Canada or U.S., right?
No, you'll just take the our resident Dutchies position in the U.S. competition. Yeah, well.
But again, you know, like, I learned a lot from Paul when he showed up with, you know, long time ago, mm-hmm. doing, you know, ballet and stuff, and always respect the way he do things. And, you know, I pick up little thing here and there from him. It's true, you know, not mm-hmm. like make it up or something.
Oh, you don't have to be this nice. You can be honest, ma'am.
Please don't.
It is true. It is true. I tell you from my heart, not from whatever I try to say. Mm-hmm. And that's the way I am. If I learn something from somebody, I will remember that person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never forget.
Yeah.
Respect the person, and that's how you move up.
Yeah.
You can't say, you learn, and then you say, oh yeah, I forget all myself, and yes, you can't do that. You know, when you come from nothing, and then you come, you have somebody, mm-hmm. how do you come become somebody? You gotta look up each day, where, how you get up there.
Yep.
Simple as that.
Yeah, and you've definitely, you've been, just looking at your scorecard throughout the years. I have all your records, right? So I can look back and see everything.
Yeah,
that...
so I cannot BS, you know. I tell you all the truth.
But, no, I mean, you have quite a varied history from indoor to outdoor, precision, ballet, kind of the whole gamut. You did some open individual and freestyle and stuff like that. So, for those that don't know Lam, a very well-accomplished competitive flyer and then also a kite designer and builder, you have a handful of designs that are yours, correct?
Well, you know, so as an AKA, it's all serious competitors.
Oh, pfft.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Back then.
Yeah, they didn't kill you.
In the 90s, they were. Yeah.
So, you know, each time you make a kind of competition, I spend a lot of time to figure out how to beat these people. Mm-hmm. It's not just come by itself. You have to work for it.
Yeah.
Right? So, if you see a rock I'm making, so I did ask who is saying, you know, smokes helper, Lam, you got to do something scary stuff, you know. You got to win. You cannot just have a flower or something, you know, just wasting time. So I get serious about kai making.
Mm-hmm.
And the stunt kai and quite like competition is 50-50, right? Mm-hmm. You cannot guarantee you're going to win because you don't know what's going to be win condition and, you know, that kind of stuff. So, but still have to need skill and, you know, prepare for that. You can't just come and, oh, just do it, see what happens. You can't do that. So.
No.
And Paul knows about that, so.
So, speaking of skill and all that, since you both know each other, and you have a history together.
A long time
history together. Yeah. I'm going to ask a difficult question.
Oh boy.
All right, so Paul, what was your impression and commentary on Lam's competition today?
Today?
Yeah.
Simple. I thought he won.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay, why?
Because he displayed control. So the conditions were hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was difficult for dual line kite flyers. Quad line kite flyers can fly in any wind,
mm-hmm.
quote unquote. Dual line kite flyers have a bit of a more
challenge.
Wind range is narrower, exactly.
Yeah.
We're cooler in the narrower wind band than the quad line flyers, but the quad line flyers have got much more range.
Mm-hmm.
And Lam showed, I think, in my opinion, the best music choice, the best control. The best choreography interpretation and the best physical skills of kite flying, of sport kite flying. In my book, he won. That is not to say anything against the other two people on the podium.
Mm-hmm.
They're flipping awesome and amazing, and I love them both, and I love their styles, and I've known them both for multiple decades. But today, I think, personally, I would have put Lam on number one.
Uh-huh. And Lam, your impression of Paul's competition performance?
I didn't see
you
it.
Can be honest.
I watched Paul fly before, and we probably competed a couple of times.
We did.
And Paul always serious. No?
Mm-hmm.
And that makes me a little bit worried, but there's nothing you can do about it. So just do your best, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I admire Paul because something that you learn from it and look up for it.
Mm-hmm.
And in competition, it's hard to say, especially hard condition at 50 kilometers an hour. It's tough. It's not easy to deal with whatever you try to do.
Mm-hmm.
And apart in France, you cannot hold back, and I know that. Because they're serious people.
Mm-hmm.
So you throw everything in as much as you can. If you're just flying around, they don't care. So even you crash and burn, gotta do it. Because I know this place.
Yeah.
So next time you come back to France, make sure you have serious stuff. Mm-hmm. No joking around. That's the way I think. Right?
Mm-hmm. Do you think Paul left it all on the field?
What do you mean, left on the field?
Like, do you think he gave it his all of in those conditions? Because that was rough conditions.
The rough condition, we try to play a little bit safer
mm-hmm.
because we don't want to be crashed and burned. It looks bad. So,
yeah.
You know, still throw stuff in, but have to have, you know, little safety in between.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you don't want to be... You know, first minute you already crash and pick up 3 times, and that doesn't look good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I play a little bit safer. I want to throw everything at the end. A little bit beginning, a little bit, you know, just do your stuff that you know that you can do well.
Yeah.
Whatever trick that you can do well without any problem, yeah, throw it in. But the hard part at the end. So even you have a problem in the end, it's still, you know, in the safe side.
Yeah.
To me, it's competition is always 50-50. There's no guarantee. Even the best pilot from France, he still crashed a couple times.
Yeah, he had a wingtip wrap, yeah. And the landing was not as clean as...
Well, not as planned as, yeah. And the landing is a big part, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the last impression of the jury and the judges.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, you know, Richard is always in my superhero in... Yep. In
Richard's
ballet.
The superhero of every sport guy flying,
yeah.
In ballet. Richard is amazing.
Yeah. I call him as a Terminator machine. There's nobody can beat this guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, we try our best to go against him. And if we come close, we're happy with him. I mean,
yep.
To tell you the truth, I was talking to Richard and I wanted to use his kite. And
you know what's worst? He's an amazing guy. He's super nice.
He probably would have let you use his car.
No.
He's a wonderful person, too. Really sucks.
Richard told me, Lam, if you use my car and beat me, that's not good. That just come from his mouth. And
yeah.
I respect that. And I said, Richard, there's nobody can beat you, man. This is the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way you fly, there's nobody can do that. And, you know, we just try to go in and have fun.
Yeah.
And if I have to use your guy, because none of my guy can do this kind of wind, so I don't have a choice. But he said, well, you have to try it out. And I did try it out. I couldn't do anything with his guy because it's... A different
connection.
Yeah. So difficult. I tried for 10 minutes and I kind of had to, I'll just do it my guy and hope for the best.
Yeah.
And I'm nothing against Richard. It's always my superhero to me because from day one, watched thousands of times with his video, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always respect people that I learn from. Even if I beat him today, I don't even feel like I'm beating. You know?
Yeah.
It's just a luck.
Yeah.
Because there's nobody can beat this guy. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And right. Paul agreed with that. Because it's we see things, you know, in competition, we see things.
Mm-hmm.
But in this kind of way, he fly like normal.
Yeah,
I don't know how.
Know.
Yeah,
that's strange.
It looked like it was just a regular Sunday for him.
Yeah.
It's like he's got 10 miles per hour fewer.
Yeah.
It's like,
yep.
It's impossible.
Yeah, he is a machine, and his kite is a purpose-built machine by him for his style, and it's. Yeah.
And you know, I respect all everything he does, and also Matthew, and you know those serious friends flyer and.
Mm-hmm.
And for, you know, I compete with them for a few time now, so I know. And I watch them many times.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they do things is so, it's like 99.9% perfect. Almost like no mistake, you know?
Yeah.
And there's not much to talk about. Now, all I have to say is me and Paul just have to figure out how to go around that. You know what I mean? And I learned a lot for this weekend. This
I know how
time.
To go around it. It's lower wind.
There's no low wind in Buck.
Motherfucker, then let's get him somewhere else.
Yeah.
No, we can't. This is where the hell.
You and me fly somewhere and we invite the French.
Yeah, you can do that way. So if you can't...
Low wind location.
If you can't go to the mountain, you move the mountain.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Strategy.
Exactly.
But I don't want to move the mountain. I want to come back here. Because I'm getting a little bit you know, serious now, because I see this stuff and I'm going to go home and figure out how to make the kite fly in 80 miles an hour. You know?
80 miles an hour.
Because I'm, you know.
You're determined now.
Yes. I'm not sure what Paul's thinking, but for me, when I go home and I try to figure out how to make this kite and can fly with whatever wind.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a kite, whatever wind now, but it's a little bit too fast. I can't handle it.
Okay.
But that the no fear thing, I fly from 5 to 50 kilometers an hour. Same line. Without worry, but just go a little bit too fast. Can
90
handle.
Pounds?
Yeah, 90
oh
pounds.
God. Oh, my God.
Are you
tricking it?
Well, yeah, I can fly 50 pounds. I don't know. This kite doesn't
wow.
go.
All right.
No. Yes, what, you can try that.
Why didn't you bring that?
What was the line you were on today?
Today?
Yeah.
Not on the competition, but yesterday I was trying.
No, competition.
Competition? With that bigger guy, it's 150 pounds.
Oh my God. I switched from 150 pounds to 300 pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
I was ready to use 90 pounds.
Oh my God.
But I just...
So, I talked to Stefan, right?
Yeah.
He's like, ooh, you better put your 300 pounds on.
Oh boy.
I talked to Valentin Martinet. He's like, you got your 300 pounds? Like, eh. Go back, Thomas Cigar from Germany.
Who had?
I got 500 pounds. Cables. You could
oh
have
my
moored,
God!
You could have moored a boat with it. A boat.
No,
so I'm like,
I would
okay.
never use any more than 150.
So I went back and I changed my 150s for 300s, and I think it was good for me.
Really?
Yeah.
But you get used to it, right?
It's,
for me,
it's. It's too much. The whole bzz, 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 bzz,
it,
all over the
it
place.
It actually dragged the kite down.
But also,
oh yes, hang. I don't like that hanging. Thing.
I don't either because the kite doesn't respond.
If I fly the nine, the no fear, I would use 90 pounds.
All right.
Yeah,
90 pounds.
Last day was like it's about still quite windy.
Mm-hmm.
90 pounds, I did fine. I say, wow, it's almost dropping, no problem.
It was cranking last night.
You can try the kite, Twa. It's almost no power.
Tomorrow.
This morning, you saw me fly with a no fear thing.
Yeah.
That's like 50 pounds.
All right. Well, I know what Paul's doing tomorrow morning.
Actually, nothing.
You're going to go fly.
No, I'm not.
Well, we're also prepping to the Twatties competition
yeah.
tomorrow.
Just showing you what I do.
Yep.
It's just for you to believe in. Because sometimes people, get excited and that BS stuff. I don't like that.
You publish a lot of videos, so I say that there is proof that you do that.
If conditions come down to super low wind, I use 25-pound line. Not to tell you the truth, right? So, and I still do all those tricks. The reason why I'm using 25-pound, because I can do rising faith in the ground. And nobody know that. Because you use the super light wind so it doesn't pull the tank down.
Nice.
Okay? Like you saw me eat today a couple of times in beach.
Practice down. Before? Yeah.
Just go up.
Yep.
But if you use 90-pound 150, it just doesn't go up.
Because it weighs it down too much.
Yes.
Yep.
You just pull the tank down.
Yep.
And this is not a secret, but just how to use your equipment.
All right. Well, any last thoughts on today's competition? This is just kind of a quick recap. I did post a lot of stuff on my website and on my Facebook page about short little bits about each person's competition. But y'all have any last words?
Last words? I mean, for as a great fan, as mm-hmm. always. And Nick, of course, first time we met a couple times. It's
yeah,
not
well,
as many.
It's been like 12, 15 years since we've seen each other.
Yeah, so it's a happy moment to be meeting you guys and hang out with you guys. And me and Paul's always good friend. Nothing against you. Even if I win or Paul's win, it doesn't matter to me because we're here to have a good time.
Yeah.
But again, next year
easy to say when you win.
Hey, Paul.
Well, I think
I wasn't wanting to be winning.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think the standard has been set now. The winner cooks. So next year,
the winner and the loser also cooks.
Well, you were the sous chef.
You were the sous chef. You fuckers ate, didn't you?
We did, yeah. And we loved it.
You know, winning, losing is not a big deal.
No,
right. We've been winning so many years. We losing, winning is normal.
Yeah.
To me, it's just a lesson how to do for next time.
Yeah.
It's not a wasted. If I lose so many times, you know.
Yep.
Completely.
And, so did I, and we both won so many times.
Yes.
And there's lessons in both of them.
Yeah.
Okay, each time I lose or win, I need to do why I win and why I lose.
Yes.
And then you go for the next round, mm-hmm. you'll be better. But if you're winning, you don't know how you did it.
In fact, I think actually losing might be more valuable. For learning?
Yes.
For learning?
Yeah, that's a
why
free
did I
lesson.
Lose? When you're winning, you're like, fuck, okay, cool, let's have a drink. But when you're losing, you're like, ugh, why did I lose? And go analyze.
Yes.
And really go into the, go deep into why did you lose.
And you know, Paul's is awesome flyer, and he can see how I shoot the music, what I have to do with that piece of music,
mm-hmm.
to do a presentation, and he see that.
Yeah.
Which means next time, he's going to kick my ass.
Yeah.
If you don't see it, you're not going to do
the
it.
The wind is lower.
Yeah,
no, seriously. If most people, they don't pay attention to this.
Right.
And Paul see that. And now, what I have to do is go ramble somehow. Right?
Yep.
This is the game.
That's the game, exactly.
Okay, I know Paul going to go home and figure out something. Now, how are we going to go around Paul?
Mm-hmm.
This is what I have to figure out.
Yep.
Something I've really appreciated, and I know Paul knows this because we've talked a lot about it on Team USA.
Yeah.
The bulk of our team is brand new to competition, let alone this is their first time out of the country.
Yeah.
And this is their first time seeing high-level flying of this caliber. And so there's just been a lot of talk of, like, passing down and, you know, helping engage them in what they're seeing.
Yeah.
And I have the joy of sitting on both sides of listening to the experienced people talk and also listening to the new people be like, oh, my God. I finally get it. I get what they're talking about. I see that. That was amazing. I understand. I don't understand how Lamb did his choreography, but I get it. Like it. But seeing someone who's brand new, seeing someone that's brand new say that and understand that and make those connections from you guys and watching you guys be willing to impart and share that knowledge at the same time that you're competing is so incredibly valuable. It's so valuable. And
In holding on to it, right?
Right.
We're so very few people.
Mm-hmm.
We're so very few people that are on the top, so to speak.
Yeah.
We need to pass down the knowledge and share with the new people how to do it.
Yeah.
It's not easy. It takes years and years to build up.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is 39 years in Kaizen. That's a long time.
You beat me.
I started 1985.
Woof.
I was a baby.
Really?
Yeah.
I
was 2 years old.
2 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Two.
And you know,
one of our teammates wasn't even born yet.
1992 for me.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter what you do, but I'm always here to help, just like Canadian team.
Yeah.
Even I help the Chinese pilot. Wherever I go, you know, as long as they're willing, allow me to help. And sometimes you help and people don't want to. And, you know, I feel bad if I jump in and, you know, what am I doing here if they don't want to help?
Right? Yep.
Now you'll find our team is super receptive to, they want
the information is so important.
Listen to the room.
They don't read fast, so they don't comment
fast.
So you need to like...
Hush and listen to the room.
What is that?
Yeah.
That's a cool room.
Yeah. They're all chatting about technique.
I thought that's an auction room.
Yeah.
Trying to sell something.
We're sitting in the hallway while they're all still enjoying life. And, yeah. So actually, we'll go ahead and close this episode out because we're doing daily recap. So we'll probably chat with you again.
Good,
tonight.
Good.
I know you guys are eager to get back to your drinks and hanging out. So thank you very much.
Never.
For being on the podcast. As always, listeners, if you like what you hear here, consider going to buymeacoffee.com/sportkite. Chip in a few bucks. Every little bit helps. If you're interested in learning more about the competition, you can check out sportkite.org. We have a tab for the World Sport Kite Cup. Just click that. Or you can check out Team USA tab. You'll find out more there about Paul. And I will try and include in the show notes how you can get connected with Lam and find out more about him. And sorry, the guys are kind of messing with me while I try to record the final, the closing here. But yeah, we'll get Lam's socials and put all that in there so you can follow his multitude of tutorial videos that he puts out. He's rather prolific at posting in the Sport Kite Pilots Lounge on Facebook group, one of his groups, and a handful of other groups. Really good place to go see what Lam's capable of if you have never met him before. So,
you know Jackie Chan?
Yeah.
you don't know.
All right. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and close this out, and I'll see you all on the field tomorrow.